glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, Fred, I am so glad you're here. Go ahead, take your shoes off, take your coat off, have a seat, let's fellowship. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad that we're here together fellowshipping here on this Thursday, this April the 13th, 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. That's right, Fred. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll tell you what, it is a very special week. I know a lot of people call this week Holy Week. Taking a look at some of the events that took place before the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. I know it's a holy, special week. Well, Fred, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful week. And in fact, I'll tell you what, God is just really blessing this ministry here at Great News Radio. We have the English conversation classes taking place at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. That's Unit 112 right across from the food court. And it is just bursting at the seams. It's wonderful. And we are still looking for those who want to help volunteer and be part of that. English conversation classes take place Monday through Thursday from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning. If you want to help volunteer or if you know somebody who would benefit from the English conversation classes, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on About. And there you'll see some information about that. Or you can just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, this past Sunday night, our church did something something special. We had a Seder meal at our church this past Sunday night, which is a kind of a study slash being part of a Passover meal that our Jewish friends take advantage of. And, you know, it's so neat that that it all points to Jesus. It is just so cool. I've never been part of that. My son has. He had some friends who invited him to something like that, and never been part of that. So the next time I read about the Passover or even the Lord's Supper, I have a better understanding of what it's all about. So if you ever have the opportunity to be part of one, I really encourage you to do that. Such a learning experience. And my wife, she was part of kind of help preparing some of the meals. She made matzo ball soup. And so we've had tons of leftovers this week, so we've been eating, it's so funny, matzo ball soup with everything for dinner this week. So, yeah, so I really do encourage you, if you have a chance to be part of a Seder meal, Passover meal study, be part of that. You'll learn so, so much. Well, we're going to do something very special here today, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to celebrate the resurrection of Christ through song. We're going to be playing songs that point to the hope that we have because of the empty tomb. So let's start things off here today with Keith and Kristen Getty. Christ, He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Bye.
And Kristen Getty here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And here's one of our favorites right here. It's the Gaither Vocal Band, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that He gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because He
celebrating Easter through song here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Fastened down, I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window. I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they might have moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran towards the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. Again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same.
It's Alan Asbury, and he's alive here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, celebrating Easter through song. And because of the empty tomb, friend, you and I have hope as a believer in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave
Yeah, beautiful song. Chris Tomlin and I Will Rise here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio and, of course, getting ready for just a special weekend, Good Friday tomorrow and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday this weekend as well. And I hope you have a chance, friend, to get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church this weekend. And here at Great News Radio, we are listener-supported. Would you remember us with a special Easter gift, Easter offering this weekend? You can send in your gifts of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you could give online at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.